Okay, again, we are on page Tzadi Zayin, Sif Yudalid. We are in the middle of Sif Katan Zayin. We're right in the middle of what we do on Shabbos. So we learned last week exactly what to do when a person is pressed for time, cannot recite all of the Pesukim of the Zimra. We learned about the order, which Mizmor Haf Kedima. What about Shabbos? You come late to Shul Chas V'Shalom Shabbos morning, and you don't have enough time to recite the entire Pesukim of the Zimra. Which Mizmorim Haf Kedima? If you have to cut out, what are you going to cut? So here, right in the middle of the page, it says, V'Hamizmorim Shomasif B'Shabbos V'Yom Tov Im Ein Loy Zman L'Amam Ozai Kol. So the first rule we have to be aware of is Kol HaMizmorim V'Apsukim Shomim B'Oysim B'Chol Yom Lohem Kedima. The first thing you have to know is what you say during the weekday, that comes first. So whatever you say, of course, Baruch Sha'amar and Yishtabach and Ashrei, that comes. And then if you have more time, you say the Halalukas. Don't even think about saying Mizmor Shiliyam HaShabbos and saying Chaydu. All of those things only come after you finish saying everything that you would say during the week. Chaydu, Yichavoyd, Ashrei, the Halalukas, Vayvarach David, Vayicharosim Arbris, and so on and so forth. There is one exception, which the Kitz Shulchan Aruch does not mention, which is very interesting, and Mishnah Berurah is very strict about this, is you must say on Shabbos Nishmas. That has Kedima. For some reason, the Kitz Shulchan Aruch makes no mention of this. It's not clear why. Could be he disagrees with the Mishnah Berurah, but according to the Mishnah Berurah, Nishmas is a must. After you say Baruch Sha'amar Ashrei, the next thing that has Kedima is Nishmas. And then, leading into Yishtabach. If you have more time, then you go further and you say the Halalukas, you'll say Yichavo, you'll say Hoidu, and all those other things. Now, let's say you have enough time to say Nishmas and Ashrei and everything that you say during the week, and now you're only left with the various Mizmorim that you say on Shabbos. So which one that comes first? In Yishlo Zman Lemaksas Gam Eilu, Shemaisifim Nirli. So he says, it appears to me, the B'Shabbos V'Yom HaKippurim Mizmor Shir L'Yom HaShabbos. Okay, the next thing is Mizmor Shir L'Yom HaShabbos. That's only true for Shabbos and Yom Kippur, because Yom Kippur is called Shabbos Shabbosan. But on Yom Tov, Pesach, Sukkot, Shavuos, if it's during the weekday, that has no Kedima. Because that's not called Mizmor, that's not called Shabbos. That's not Mizmor Shir L'Yom HaShabbos. It's a Yom Tov. Yom Tov also is called a Yom HaShabbosan, but it's not the primary meaning of the Mizmor. And therefore, that does not get any special Kedima. We say it. It's part of the Nusach of the Pesuk of the Zimra, but does not get any special Kedima on Yom Tov, only on Shabbos. Next, the Hallel HaGadol. The next thing which has Kedima is to say the Hodus. Right, Hodu Hashem Kitov Kili Olam Ki Kili Olam Chaso. The 26 expressions of Hodu, Hallel HaGadol. That Shu Hodu Hashem Kitov Lohem Kedima. So we already know. First weekday, then comes Mizmor Shiliyam HaShabbos, then comes Hallel HaGadol, Uveshor Yom Tov. Now, other Yom Tovim, when you don't have Mizmor Shir L'Yom HaShabbos, you say L'Hal HaGadol L'Varak Dima, so we ignore Mizmor Shir L'Yom HaShabbos, and the only thing we say is Halel HaGadol. V'yachar kach, Mizmor L'Matzeach. Then we say the Mizmor L'Matzeach. Let me get a sitter, get confused. Okay, this is Nusach Svar, of course, only in Ashkenaz Shul. Okay. L'matzeach mizmor l'David, ha'shamayim esap m'kvoid kel. Okay, that comes first. V'ach mizmor, no, this is the wrong one. I'm getting all confused. Hoy l'ashem, l'matzeach. No.
Yeah, I feel good.
Ashkenaz Seder? Yes, Shukayach.
The only one.
The only one in the whole shul. The only one in the Ashkenaz shul. Uveshar. V'yach mizmor lamatzeach. Mizmor lamatzeach. Where is Lizal Matzeach? Ki Gomal Aloy. But it's Lamatzeach Mizmar. So it's the other way around. It says here Mizmar Lamatzeach. The Mizmar of Lamatzeach. Okay, I'm looking at that. That's why I got confused. Okay. The Mizmar, it's not part of the text. Okay. Mizmar Lamatzeach. Okay. Then, which one comes next? Then comes the next one, L'David B'Shanoisai. Now that's a very important Mizmar in the because that's the Aleph base. That has within it the entire letters of the Aleph base. And anything which has the entire letters of the Aleph base is very chashuv. David said this when he feigned insanity, when he was running away from Melech Moav, he was captured by Melech Moav. He feigned insanity with David Bishanos Westama when he changed his sanity Lifnei Avi Melech Vayigorshe Vayolach, and then he realized this cannot possibly be David. I have enough Meshugoyim here among us. How many Meshugoyim do you want to bring me? So therefore he kicked him out. So David Melech, because he once complained to HaKadosh Baruch Hu that everything has a purpose in this world, but there's no purpose in Rachman Litzlan, people losing their minds. So Hashem says, I'll show you there is a purpose, and you'll need to come on to it. And David needed to come on to beg and believe he lost his mind in order to save his own life. That only comes after you say, L'Matzech, Mizmah L'David, Hashmai Misaprim, Kvaila, that comes next. Okay, then comes Tfilah L'Moshe Ishu Elohim. And that's basically, it's going in order. It's very, very simple. Okay, it's very simple. If a person has enough time, you say first Mizmor Shel Yom HaShabbos, then you say Hallel HaGadol, and then afterwards you just go in order. Order is you go in the Siddur LaMatzech Mizmor LaDavid, then it's Lav B'Shanoisai, and then it's Tefillah LaMoshe. Then V'Chol Elu HaMizmor MaPsukim Yom Kodim Yishtabach U'Ach Gemar Tefillah. Now here he says something which is very controversial. He says that he's going back on the entire thing that after davening is over, let's say you come late to davening, you don't have enough time to say all davening, so are you mechuyev to go back and be mashlim what you skipped? So he makes it very clear, no ands, if, or buts. The shita of the kit shulchan aruch is a li'achad gemar hatfila, yashlim kol mashe dileg. After you finish the davening is over, whatever you skipped, you have to go back and say, no excuses. Unfortunately, many people not makban on this. There are other opinions that say it's not necessary. It's a mu'uvas she'ena yachol liskon. Once you've done this sin by skipping the mizmorim, this process, hakdama, in order to come close to the birchas kriyashma, there's no way you can rectify this transgression, this crooked thing that has been done, and you're not going to gain anything by saying the mizmorim after davening. Okay, but there's a difference of opinion. Some say, even if you're not going to be able to gain, you're not going to be able to fully correct the avla, however, it doesn't hurt, and especially you don't get into a bad custom of just taking for granted that you can skip things and never have to have an accounting.
Unfortunately, too many people catch up during laning.
They catch up during waning.
Or as they go and they figure that during laning they keep then on.
They catch up.
And then miss laning.
Okay, but here the kitzer is very clear and he says, Yashlim Masha Dilek, Rak Baruch Shema Yishtamach Inay Melech HaTfilah. One, these two things you cannot say HaTfilah, you cannot say Baruch Shema Yishtamach, those can only be said as HaKdama to the Birchas Kriyashma. If a person skips Baruch Shema or Yishtamach, you're not allowed to, but if a person for whatever reason he just makes a mistake and he does begin with Yoytzer Ar and he daven Shmona Esrei, there's no way you can go back. These brachos have only been established to be recited before you say Birchas Kriyashma. It's also it's a bracha levatala. You're not allowed to say these brachos after davening. Next, imroya shafilu imyatzil biruchas yetzahar v'lo yuchal lespal l'shmon esrei matziru elim kein yimaher tov yoyser lespal b'fnei atzmo gesedim b'mesinas v'chavan. If a person comes from, he sees he's very, very late, and even if he'll butcher up the davening, he's not going to make it to shmon esrei in time. Even if the only thing he'll say will be ashrei, he'll say baruch shamar ashrei nishmas and yishtabach, he's still not going to be able to make it to Shmona Esrei with the Tzibur. So then the kitzer says, forget it. Don't even try. Don't no heroics. Just sit back, take your time and daven mila b'mila, so you won't daven tefillah b'tzibur. So you lost that. Next time, don't come late. If you can't make it, if you're not going to be able to, don't try to pull off any heroics. Say the words. It's better to say it b'misinus u'v'kavana than to and have tefillah b'tzibur than to butcher up the davening. Next, ches im in bala beis haknesas v'yatzibur mismaschim l'spalu b'suk the zimra v'elat talos u'tefillah v'hu mitzapet shi'avu. A person comes to shul and he doesn't have his talis and tefillin, and he's hoping that someone's going to bring him, or let's say the other minion is going to finish, someone's going to lend him. But the problem is, if I wait to put on my talis and tefillin until I get a pair of tefillin and a talis, then I'm going to be late and I'm not going to be able to make tefillah b'tzibur. So what I want to do is, I want to start saying psukei de zimmer now without talis and tefillin, and then by the time I get to Yishtabach, my neighbor will bring in thy talis and tefillin. I'll get a hold of a talis from another finishing minion, and I'll put it on then and make the brachos after Yishtabach, and then I'll be able to go forward. What should I do? Definitely start right away. Start saying psukei de zimmer without a talis and tefillin, and you'll get put it on later on and make the brachos later on. Many people do this when they daven very early. If you daven before the zman of Alos HaShachar, the earliest time when you can daven, before the zman of Mavshem Mishayakir, before you can make a bracha on talis and tefillin, so then many people, they put on the talis and tefillin in advance, and they make the bracha after they finish Yishtabach. Some of them need to not even put on the talis and tefillin until the shach, and you put it on later after Yishtabach, you make the bracha instead. That is permitted. Let's say you're not going to have enough time. Are you allowed to skip? They daven so fast, you're not going to even have enough time to put it on and make a bracha. So then you can skip part of psukei de zimra. I'll just say this, I'll be a skeleton of psukei de zimra, in order to give me the extra 2 minutes to put on my talis and tefillin. Then yidaleg min v'racham shabachoydu ad v'racham shabashukhadim ashrei, oy min v'yoysha ad yishtabach. So you skip the parts that are not as essential. V'lo yoyim arak mizmorim hoikarim k'moy shakosu lel. Just say the essential mizmorim ashrei, the halukos, oz yashir, and so on. K'dei sheloi penai l'hanichim, so you have enough time to put on your talis and tefillin li'achar shu'oymer yishtabach, k'oydim shu'oymer hashlech tzibur hakadi. So the ideal thing to do is to, if you have no choice, you'll skip some mizmarim to put on. But the point is, when do you put on talis and tefillin? When do you make the bracha? The bracha is made after Yishtabach, not before Yishtabach. Because after you say Yishtabach, you have concluded a section. It's considered between Bein HaProkim. Baruch Shana is the beginning of Psukei de Zimra. Yishtabach has the end of Psukei de Zimra. Now you're safe. Now you are Bein HaProkim between Psukei de Zimra and Birchas Kriyashma. Now is the safest time for you to recite the bracha on talis and tefillin. Okay, yeah.
So Yishtabach is attached to the section.
Yes, correct.
So why at times in shul someone will take over at Yishtabach? That's an interesting.
They take over. They're not
take over afterwards because they get into a middle of a section.
They're taking over. The shliach tzibur concludes az yashir, and they just continue. As far as the tzibur is concerned, it's one group. It should the individual.
It's not a break.
So let's see, the next siman that touches upon it. In the next siman, we're going to have a little bit. We'll see. Achar yishtabach oimer hashlech tzibur chatzi kaddish.
About hefsakes, what's allowed, what's not allowed, isn't it? The start of Yishtabach that separates the two?
It's more chomer. In fact, it's more chomer to be mavsik between the end of Oz Yashir and Yishtabach, like you just mentioned, because the bracha of Yishtabach is the conclusion, the bracha that concludes Psuk de Zimmer. You don't want to be mavsik between the end of Psuk de Zimmer and its concluding bracha. It's a hefsek. So,
isn't the same true of putting on talis and tefillin before Yishtabach?
You're not supposed to. Just like you're not supposed to put on.
Practice.
No, that's wrong. Yeah. That's wrong. You put on the talis until even before davening, before the beginning of davening.
You know, the zman problem that you were referring to before.
There's no issur to put on. We learned that before. There's no issur to put on tefillin technically at night. So once
really you, make bracha,
to make the bracha. So you make the bracha after yishtabach. After yishtabach, of course. If a person puts on tefillin before the zman of mishayake, before the zman of putting on tefillin, you do not make the bracha until you finish yishtabach. So you can be wearing tefillin the entire psukah of the Zimra. Let's say that the earliest man to put on tefillin is 6:10. And now it's 6 o'clock. And they're starting psukah of the Zimra. So you put on your tefillin at 6 o'clock or 5:55. And you don't make the bracha. They're going to get up to Yishtabach at 6:20. So you do not make the bracha, even though 6:10 has arrived. And at 6:10, let's say you're holding middle of Hodu, you're holding the middle of Ashrei, you do not make the bracha at 6:10. You wait until you finish Yishtabach. After you finish Yishtabach, you move the tefillin out of his place, put it back in his place. Well, it depends where, when, what.
My minyan, which I daven in early minyan,
they will not daven until Mishayakir. Because they have
they do daven, but they put on tefillin
after Yishtabach.
Correct.
After Yishtabach.
Or Shomer, depending how.
If
how
after Karbanos. Once you start Psukei de Zimra, it appears that it's not the right thing to do. It's not the right thing. It's a hefsik to put on the talis and tefillin. If you put on talis and tefillin, nikud, you're supposed to make a bracha. To put it on without making a bracha is a very big bidiyavid. And even putting on talis and tefillin without making a bracha, to some degree, that's a hefsik. Once you stop Psukei de Zimra, Baruch Shomer, you're not allowed to be mafsik for anything. You have to go straight. So if you're not wearing your talis and tefillin by the time you start Baruch Shomer, l'chor, it's not the right thing to put on talis and tefillin until you get to Yishtabach. After Yishtabach, until you finish Yishtabach. Ideally, of course, that's not an ideal time of meeting to daven where you're gonna be starting Psukei de Zimra when it's not yet the zman to make the brachas.
Yeah,
but if you have no choice, so you either you put on the talis and tefillin before you start. People feel very funny. I'm gonna start davening. So it depends. They're different minog. I've heard different stories. Some shuls, the custom is they put on the talis and tefillin before the zman
without the brachas,
and then they daven the entire psukah of the Zimra, and when they conclude Yishtabach, they then make the brachas of talis and tefillin. And in some places, they will daven the entire psukah of the Zimra without talis and tefillin. And then when they finish Yishtabach, they first put on the talis and tefillin, and they make the bracha. That's not the case that the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch discussed. He discussed the case where you don't have a choice, where you don't have in front of you talis and tefillin. You first get the talis and tefillin later. He does not address the situation where you do have the talis and tefillin, and it's too early to make the bracha. Yeah.
What happens to somebody that has to daven early, 3 o'clock in the morning?
Yeah.
So does he make the bracha on talis and
tefillin? You can't daven 3 o'clock in the morning. You can't daven. It's negilu lo yotza. Before alois ha-shachar, it's not the zman tefillah. Period. You can daven earlier than you can put on talis and tefillin. The earliest time you can daven is alois hashachar, 72 minutes before sunrise. 72 minutes before sunrise is not yet mishayakir. So you can technically daven an entire davening before the zman of making the bracha of talis and tefillin.
Yeah, but let's say he can't put on talis and tefillin.
Yes. During that very small window of time, he skips. He doesn't put on talis and tefillin. Right.
No, the whole day.
No.
He can't. He doesn't have Parkinson's. He has a crazy joint.
Okay. Okay.
So he can't put on talis and tefillin.
Okay.
Except before.
No, there's no purpose then. If you're going to put on the talis and tefillin, no, chas v'shalom, you can't skip. How can you skip karkaf lemonach tefillin? That's a cardinal sin to skip talis and tefillin the whole day. You have no choice. So that's the end of the concentration camps. They had no choice. They put on in the middle of the night. That's a different type of situation. You have no choice. But there's no such thing as being part of talis and tefillin. It's unheard of. Unless a person is in a prison, he's being tortured, what is he going to do then? He's not conscious. But there's no excuse. Technically speaking, you can daven the entire Shmoneh Esrei before the Zman of Talis and Tefillin, because you can daven Tefillah Shachris can be done after Alois HaShachar. Alois HaShachar, we paskin, is 72 minutes before sunrise. Earliest talis and tefillin is something like 15 minutes before sunrise. That's very lenient. Or 40 minutes before sunrise. So you can daven the entire davening from 72 minutes until 50 minutes, 22 minutes. So daven the entire davening. So you daven the entire davening. You did it. It's not a good thing to do because you said Kriya Shema without talis and tefillin. Made eider sheker biatz. We have no choice, but it's too early to put on tefillin. It's too early to make a bracha on tefillin. You can put on the tefillin already, but you can't make the bracha. The bracha only be made. You can put on tefillin make within that night, but you can't make a bracha unless it's mamish day. Okay, we have to go further. I'm not clear on all the halachas. Okay, Aleph. Achar yishtabach oimer hashliach tzibur chatzi kaddish. After yishtabach the shliach tzibur chatzi kaddish. Ein oim kaddish of baruch hu kudusha v'en karmu tari eleba asar nashem gedolim. You have to have at least 10 adults. That's poshet. V'im lo hayu asar v'shar v'shar shom yishtabach. Now here's a halach which not everyone knows. You're waiting for a minion. You don't have a minion. And the shliach tzibur, by mistake, he says yishtabach. He finished yishtabach, and then he looks around. Oh no, we don't have a minion, so he does not recite say kaddish. Elo shenishlmu achar kach, and then the tenth man walks in. Lo yoimar hashliach tzibur kaddish. The shliach tzibur cannot say kaddish if there was not 10 people present at the time of yishtabach. You need 10 people for yishtabach, not just for kaddish. People make that mistake. I only need 10 people for kaddish or for baruch hu or for kedusha. No, you need 10 people to begin yishtabach. Ki ein oimim kaddish elo achar dover shnema biasara. Kaddish is a conclusion of dover that was said by Sarah, or lechein. Therefore, yamtinu melema yishtabach ad sheyav yasarah. You have to wait until 10 people come to begin yishtabach. V'yicholim lahamtin ad korv lechatzi shaviyoy. Period. What happens if you finish sugar zimra? This we mentioned before. You finish saying oz yashir. You finish psuki de zimra. Now you have an obligation to make the concluding bracha. So it's a hefsek. If you're not going to make the bracha immediately following oz yashir, it's a hefsek between the gemar, the bracha which comes at the end, and the psuki de zimra. Just like birchas hamazon. If you eat food and 2 hours pass from the time that you finish eating your meal and you want to recite birchas hamazon, it's too late. You have 72 minutes. There are different opinions. 72 minutes, or do you have the amount of time of if you, let's say you still feel satisfied. So b'di'evet, if you still feel satisfied, even though it's more than 72 minutes, you also can bench b'di'evet. But if you don't feel satisfied and you're hungry, you want the next one, it's more than 72 minutes, you're not allowed to recite Birchas HaMazon. The Birchas HaMazon concludes the Ma'is Achila. The Brach of Yishtabach concludes the Pesukei de Zimra. So after you conclude Pesukei de Zimra, L'chatchila, you should immediately say Yishtabach. Let's say you finish Pesukei de Zimra and you don't have a minion. How long can you wait that it should not constitute a hefsek between the Gemara of Pesukei de Zimra and Yishtabach? So he says, your Chatzi Shah. Why Chatzi Shah? Post-Kim explain, because that's the amount of time it takes really to daven Pesukei de Zimra. Fascinating insight of halacha. We daven Pesukei de Zimra between 7 and 15 minutes. Weekday, Pesukei de Zimra, right? Is that the average? In the yeshivas, they'll take 15 minutes. And a very quick minion, they'll do about maybe even less. Even less. If you're going, you'll count in, there's no what?
Less than 15 minutes.
Well, I'm talking about just from Baruch Sha'amar. Baruch Sha'amar until Yishtabach. How long does it take in the average shul? It takes in the average shul about 7 minutes. Some places less. And the truth is, you can't really do it. We all know that we're fooling ourselves. We can't really do it in 7 minutes. And the truth is, even 15 minutes, you can barely do it justice. If you really want to say Pesukei de Zimra time, and word by word, the proper way you should say, like it says in the Mishnah Berurah and the Kitzur, as if you're counting money. If you were counting your money, if someone were giving you $1 for every word that you would say properly in Pesukei de Zimra, I guarantee the Pesukei de Zimra in this community would increase to at least a half an hour in every single shul. Everyone that says every word of Pesukei de Zimra, it'll be like a special app on your iPod, on your iPhone, to listen carefully if you say the words properly. And for every word that you say properly, you get $1. So could you imagine? And the check comes right in the mail every day, comes into your account money, and the app figures out how many words you said. The words that you slurred and you did not enunciate properly, you don't get $1. The app will not record as a valid So you have to say every single word. How long will Pesuk Dezimra take? So he will complain, hey, don't go so fast. My parnasa is on the line. How long will Pesuk Dezimra take? At least about half an hour. So the Chazal determined that Pesuk Dezimra takes a half an hour. So Melech Nogei Halacha L'Maaseh. What is called a hefsek? As long as a half an hour has not passed from the time you finish Yishtabach to Yoshua until you say Yishtabach, it's not called that you the time passed where you could have recited the entire Pesuk of the Zimra. A hefsek in halach is only if enough time has passed where you can do the entire thing. You can recite the entire thing. Another example of this is given on Yom Tov or in Shabbos, where the Shatz sings Kel Odoin in a melodious nigun as a march of a chazan go to a show, a cantor, and he says some very elaborate nigun, and the tzibur just sits and listens. They don't move their lips during the performance. If the performance takes more than a half an hour from the time that you are sitting and doing nothing, that is called a hefsek, because you're not involved in the service.
You have to say Kiladon.
Right. So if you are participating, fine. But sometimes you'll have a service. Yeah. If you say and you're not mafsing, there's no point in time during davening where you're not silent for half an hour. That's fine and good. But if you go to a service, there are such services where they have a special guest cantor that they import from some part of the world, who people enjoy this. This is entertainment. Who can show how to properly sing some exotic melody, and it goes on for a very long time. Have you not ever gone to a place where
I've gone, but
Birchas Rosh Chodesh.
Anywhere in the davening, it's considered
no, hefsek? No, only a part of davening where there's a hefsek. If they have a Birchas Rosh Chodesh, that's no big deal. I've heard a chazan spend more than a half an hour on the Mishabech for the Medina Yisrael. I made a mishpach for the Medina Yisrael. It was for sure half an hour, maybe even
gargling?
Maybe even more.
You listed all the names of the elders.
No, just going through the mishpach, the words of mishpach, which many shul just mumble up. Spend a half an hour going performing. So if you do that during Pesuk Dezimra and the tzibur is silent, for the amount of time that it takes to recite the entire Pesuk Dezimra, that is called, or whichever part of davening that you're involved in, that is called a hefsek.
So I heard Chazan do Avarachman right before, after you kaproka.
That's not a hefsek. That's not a hefsek. You can do whatever you want then, at that point in time. That's not. But I'm talking about during Pesuk Dezimra. Pesuk Dezimra,
Suke
de Zimra, when you conclude Suke de Zimra, you are required to recite Yishtabach. If you're mafsik, it's only in halacha called a hefsek. If the amount of time passes, that's another example. So that would be a hefsek if the amount of time passes to recite the entire Birchas Kriya Shema. But let's focus on Pesukei Dezimra. When you finish Pesukei Dezimra, you are mechuyev to recite Yishtabach. If you're mafsik, You're in trouble. You're not allowed to say Yishtabach. If after Pesuk Dezimra is over, you wait 2 hours, you're not allowed to say Yishtabach, because it's Bracha Levatala. Yishtabach was instituted to conclude Pesuk Dezimra. I said Pesuk Dezimra yesterday. I can't say Yishtabach for what I said yesterday. So what is called the Zman of Hefsek? The Zman of Hefsek is defined if enough time passes where you could have done the entire thing. What is the entire thing? So ask the average person, they'll tell you the entire thing is 7 minutes. So if 7 minutes pass between the end of your Oz Yashir and Yishtabach, it's too late to say Yishtabach, because the amount of time has passed where you can have recited the entire Pesuk Dezimra. That is called a hefsek. But halacha l'maaseh can be makel, and even up to a half an hour passes, you can still say Yishtabach, because the truth is, it really takes a half an hour to say Pesuk Dezimra. Even though we don't do it, we go through it in 7 minutes, but being that it really takes a half an hour in halach, it's not called a hefsek if half an hour passes.
So this is only this half an hour time frame.
It's after Oz Yashir, before Yishtabach.
Only within the framework of Pesukei Dezimra.
Yes, correct. Because so Pesukei Dezimra, we have.
After Yishtabach doesn't apply.
Then there's a different shir. What's the shir for after? I don't know what that. I don't know what the numbers are. Maybe we'll come across it later on. I don't know what the numbers are. So it says here. Let's just finish this up. He says there, "V'im lo ha lo yamar b'shulchan kadosh ki einam kadosh achal devash v'v'luchin yamtinu lo yamar shach ad sheva asar v'luchin l'hamtin ad koroiv lechatzi shah." The Farshim will say, because that's the amount of time it really takes to say the entire Pesuk of the Zimra. Not more than half an hour. So what happens if a half an hour, we're waiting for a minyan. Here's where everything comes together. It's a very beautiful halacha. Ties everything together. So let's say it's already, it's 25 minutes. And our 10th man is on the way. He's on the BQE. He'll be here. He'll be here. It's no joke. I used to go to a shir mitzvah Shabbos sugyas daf yomi and by Halbashtam shul. So many of the people that speak, the rabbanim that speak, they're not from this neighbor. They're from Lakewood. They're from Muncie. So half the time they're late. So he calls them on their cell phone. So everyone is sitting and waiting. Where is he? He's on the BQE. He's on Ocean Parkway. It's all different nuschos of where they are. But they're 10 minutes out. Okay, their estimated time of arrival, ETA, is 10 minutes, 20 minutes, half an hour. So right now it's 25 minutes, and you're looking for man number 10, and you call him up on the cell phone, and he says, "I'm 10 minutes out." So by the time he arrives, it's going to be more than a half an hour. So what are we going to do if he comes and if he arrives in 35 minutes after we're waiting, ready 25 minutes, he's going to come 10 minutes later. We're past the limit. So what do we do in this situation? If we wait another 10 minutes, we're not going to be allowed anymore to say Yishtabach, because this constitutes a hefsek, because enough time has passed since the conclusion of our Pesukei D'Zimra and the Bracha, which we could have repeated the entire Pesukei D'Zimra Liyaser Se'etz, greatest share, half an hour. So what do you do? So in this situation it says, if he doesn't come, the Yoyse Lo Yamtinu Ela Yoyimu Yishtabach. It's 25 minutes, he's not going to be here, so say Yishtabach. But if we say Yishtabach now and he comes 10 minutes later, how are we going to say Kaddish? You can't say Kaddish unless you first say Yishtabach. V'yamtinu, uchshiyavo asara. So here is the solution. Yoimru techila eze psukim. Don't say Kaddish, don't say Yishtabach, but don't say Kaddish. Say a couple of psukim. Say Ashrei. Read over half of Ashrei. Read over the last three psukim of Ashrei. Yoimru etchila ezeze psukim v'achareihem yomer hashliach tzibur chatzi kaddish. Now, where else does this situation happen? This situation happens when the shliach tzibur already said kaddish. I've seen this many times. Already said kaddish. See shtabach. Someone's there. People have 20 people. They're all davening, and everything is on schedule. Everything is fine, and no one wants to daven. No one wants to daven shachris. So one person that wants to daven shachris already said yishtabach. He finished the whole Pesuk of the Zimra. He already said he had no plans, he had no intent to daven Shachris. He said Yishtabach, like you show, when you finish Pesuk of the Zimra, if you're not planning on being the Shliach Tzibur, you should say Yishtabach as soon as you conclude your Pesuk of the Zimra. Because the Brach of Yishtabach was instituted to conclude your Pesuk of the Zimra. I've said my Pesuk of the Zimra, I'm finished, I'm ahead of schedule, I'll say Yishtabach, I'll take a seraph and I'll wait until the Tzibur, another 2 minutes till they're ready. Guess what? I'm davening Shachris. But so how do I start? I start with Chatzi Kaddish. But I only can say Chatzi Kaddish after I conclude Yishtabach. So what do? So you do one of two things. Either someone else will say Yishtabach, someone else will conclude Yishtabach, and you'll say the Kaddish right afterwards, because since you're a Shliach Tzibur, so everyone, if you're one big group, you can be part of that one big group. Or you don't necessarily have to say Kaddish after Yishtabach. It'll look very funny, but you'll say Tilas Hashem Yidav Pi Vercha Moshe Hashem. It'll sound like Mincha. Tilas Hashem Yidav Pi Vercha Moshe Hashem Goshol Yilam Voy Vanachnu Vercham Yatov Yerlam Haluka Yiskadal VYiskadash. And they'll look at you. What are you doing? You're supposed to be concluding with Yishtabach. Well, the answer is you can't just say Kaddish by itself. You have to say Kaddish after you conclude Dovah Shabbat Tzibur. And since you already said Yishtabach, And if the tzibur is stubborn, no one wants to get up and say yishtabach, and then you'll right away follow through with a kaddish, so you can improvise and you can say a few psukim, and right after those few psukim, then you'll say the kaddish. Yeah?
Suppose you know your 10th man's coming, but it's not going to be there for a decent amount of time. Can you slow down the psukim to Zimrach and not come up to yishtabach and have to wait for
Yeah, definitely. Definitely. As long as you don't have a complete hapsi, absolutely. Definitely, to slow it down and say mil mila, he should l'chatila. Absolutely. Okay, we're out of time. We'll stop here. Tomorrow we'll pick up with the Shemizim.